The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Today, our Lord Jesus is inviting us to consider the meaning of a personal vocation, the call of Christ to follow him in this life into eternal life. The Lord is calling each of you by name. Do you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? Will you follow him? In our first reading, we heard in the Acts of the Apostles the calling of the first seven deacons who gave their lives in service to the church. In our second reading, from the words of St. Peter, we heard how we are living stones called to build up the kingdom of God. Chosen by God, we are called out of darkness and into the wonderful light of Christ Jesus. In our gospel, Jesus calls us to follow him because he is the way, the truth, and the life. My dear family in Christ Jesus, join me in listening to the voice of Jesus, who calls each of us to live a vocation rooted in holiness. Let us together contemplate, first, what it means to live our vocation. Second, the benefits of living out our vocation. And finally, how we are to live out our vocations in Christ the Lord. So first, let us consider together what it means to live the vocation each of us is called to live. One of my priest mentors described vocations as a three-layer wedding cake. His analogy is helpful. The three-layer wedding cake is beautiful, and part of its beauty comes from having three layers. The top layer is the most beautiful and unique part of the cake, but it would be a sad wedding cake if all you had was the top. You need the other two layers underneath to support the top layer. The bottom layer of the cake is the most generic. It is simple, and it's tasty for the wedding guests to enjoy eating. Whenever we hear the word vocations, we often think priests and religious. Occasionally, we will also think of marriage as a vocation. It is true, of course, that priesthood, consecrated life, and married life are all types of vocations in the church. However, there is a more generic layer of vocation. Everyone, and I do mean everyone, shares in one and the same vocation. This is the foundational layer of the wedding cake. Each of us is called by God to be holy. Recall the words of Jesus spoken today in the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." Jesus, through his death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, has gone to prepare a dwelling place for you in the Father's house. In other words, Jesus has invited you, is calling you, to be a saint in heaven. You are called to be saints. This is what the bottom layer of the wedding cake symbolizes, the universal call to holiness. The second layer of the wedding cake symbolizes the classic vocations, priesthood, consecrated life, or marriage. Each of these vocations is an expression of love and a particular way of living the call to holiness. Each of us must discern, what kind of saint is God calling me to be? Priesthood, consecrated life, married life, these are not the end goal of living out your vocation. Yes, being ordained, being consecrated to God, or professing vows and getting married are cherished moments, monumental moments in our lives. Yet the call to live a vocation does not stop there. It begins there. There is a third layer to the wedding cake. It is the most unique and beautiful part of the cake. Each of you has a unique vocation. One couple's marriage is not the same as another's. My priesthood does not look the same as Father Irwin's. The top of the wedding cake symbolizes the unique, every single day call of Jesus to live as a gift to others. The top layer of the wedding cake asks you the clarifying questions such as, what is the next step in living out my marital love? What mission is God giving me today? We could go more, but now that we have a little bit of an understanding of what vocation means, let us consider the benefits of living out our vocation. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." He did not say, "I am a way, a truth, and a life." Jesus identifies himself as the way and not just a way. Jesus identifies himself as the truth and not just a truth among many truths. It is significant that Jesus identifies himself as the life and not just as one living thing among many. This is significant to us because Jesus is the only way to the Father. It is significant because Jesus is the eternal truth, the word of the Father. It is significant because Jesus is life itself. Apart from Jesus, we cannot have life within us. What does all of this have to do with the benefit of living out our vocation? Well, as we live our lives, every thought, word, and deed we have is either his way or my way. His truth or my truth, his abundant life or my unsatisfied life because it's my way and my truth, which is pretty small compared to him who is eternal life. In other words, the benefit of living out my vocation faithfully is the difference between an unsatisfied life and a fulfilling life. The benefit of living out my vocation is that I follow Jesus to the eternal dwelling place he has prepared in his Father's house. Heaven. Heaven is the reward for faithfully living out your vocation. We can now see that the benefits of living out our vocation are immense, namely personal fulfillment in this life and eternal glory in heaven. If the benefits of living out my vocation impact my sense of fulfillment and my eternal destination, heaven or hell, I want to know how to live my vocation to reap the greatest benefits. Well, on the one hand, I cannot tell each of you individually and uniquely how to live out your vocation on a day-to-day basis. That is, I cannot prophetically tell each of you how to live the top of the wedding cake reality. If you are still single and discerning your middle cake vocation, I can offer you prayers and advice, but I cannot tell you what vocation you are called to live. However, I can share with you how to live the basics of the universal vocation, the call to holiness, the bottom layer of the cake. It's actually quite simple. Pray. Listen to the voice of Jesus daily. Receive the sacraments regularly and faithfully. And practice the Beatitudes. If you do those three things, prayer, sacraments, a life of beatitude, you will be well on your way to following Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.